Don't worry, those of you who are here on a regular basis, we're going to keep this short. And so, Terry, it may be that just kind of keep an eye on the slides, but I want us to do something. We're starting today in the book of 1 Peter, and it's so appropriate what we've already heard and what God has spoken to us and given to our hearts as we've listened to Kayla share. But, you know, she's not the only one with a story. Lots of us have stories about how we've struggled, how we've gone through hard times and trials. And sometimes I think when we're going through trials, we wonder if Scripture really has something to say to us. Is there something that can help us, something that in the midst of the trials can be a help to us? And I want us to go through the book of over the next few Sundays, and we're going to have some different things in the midst of this in October, but between now and the end of October, we're going to spend some time in 1 Peter. Just so you know, 1 Peter was written in a time of great trial and tribulation, a time when there was persecution of believers. In fact, the writer, Peter, was the writer of 1 and 2 Peter, and Peter died not too long after having written these books and was crucified upside down in a terrible time of persecution in the life of the church. And so when he speaks about persecution, when he speaks about these things, he is speaking from experience. He knows what it means to go through trials. So I want us this morning, most of all, just to read 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 12. And so let me read that. It says, "Blessed be the Father, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Christ Jesus. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. Though you do not now that see Him, you believe in Him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicated when He predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves but you in the things that have now been announced to you through those who have preached the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent to heaven, things into which angels long to look." Real quickly, three very quick points as we think about the fact that we have a different kind of faith. We have a different kind of faith. We have a faith that is not in the things that are around us, but is beyond that. We have a faith that is that there is an eternity. We have a faith that says that this world and what we may suffer here is not all that there is. This is not it. This is not our hope. Our hope is not here. We are journeyers through this time. We are ones who are underway. We're temporary residents. When Peter talks about this and uses these words, he uses the words temporary residents. We understand that, don't we? We're temporary. We're just going through. And our hope is in something much greater. Very quickly, our hope is in something more. We hope in that which is eternal. But not only that, secondly, trials and suffering and grief are real. Try and tell this family that went through the experience that they went through that trials and suffering and grief are not real. But just as in that case, So, in perspective of eternity, those sufferings and griefs and trials are not victorious. That's not the last statement. Just as we saw Tristan come to the front, we have an eternity that is sure. We have an eternity that no matter what happens here, no matter how hard the trials, no matter how hard the tribulations and the grief, which are real, to try and discard those and try to say that those are somehow not real is not the truth. And that's not what Scripture is trying to tell us. Scripture never tells us that trials and grief is not real. It just tells us that that's not the end, that that's not where we have our hope. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, those who are dead, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope." That means we do grieve, but we just don't grieve as those who have no hope. Because we know that no matter what we go through, no matter the trials, those trials are not victorious. And thirdly, lastly, trials don't destroy our faith. They reveal it to be genuine. Trials don't destroy our faith. Trials show our faith to be genuine. When we go through those trials, when we go through those things, in this passage we've said, it says, "In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials." It has tested the genuineness of your faith. If trials destroy your faith, then your faith is not in the eternal one. It's on what He can do for you. And your perspective is, I want it now. And what God says is, eternity is our hope. There will be trials in this time. James 1, 2 through 4 says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Yeah, I don't know about you. Sometimes I feel like I can make it through trials. Joy in trials? Whole nother level. That's a whole nother thing. Surviving trials? Okay, I can do that. James tells us, consider it all joy. Now, that's a great phrase because it doesn't mean experience it. It means intentionally count it as. That's a far different thing. That is the difference between trying to make up a feeling and trying to intentionally put our trust and faith in the one who is our joy. Trials, they come. Every single one of us will face trials. But in Him, they don't destroy our faith because our faith is in eternity. And trials really reveal how genuine our faith is. The good news is, God didn't save us from our trials. Now, we may not think at times when we're going through them that that's the good news, but the good news is that God didn't save us from our trials. He saved us from our sins. And that because of His salvation, we can have hope for eternity, no matter the trials that we encounter. Would you pray with me, please? Father, as we come to You, and Father, what an incredible time to hear stories about how You have been at work through trials and that You have been faithful and that, Father, You have been victorious. And we're thankful that in this case, Father, You were victorious even in this life and that we can see that and rejoice in that. Father, but we know that even when we don't see the victory in this life, that we are still victorious in eternity because of You. And so, Father, we trust You. Our faith, Lord, whenever we go through trials, let our faith be tested and found genuine. Thank you, Father, that you didn't come to save us from our trials, but that you came to save us from our sins. Thank you, Father. And we pray this in your name. Amen.